Hello, everybody. This is Legal Man. Welcome to the show. It's going to be a good episode. I'm going to talk about several things, I think. I'm going to touch on the fact that this pandemic and the explanation for why we need these restrictions, how they can possibly be legal, is completely absurd and never is challenged, and how this entire episode, this entire event, is proving beyond any possible doubt. We just don't have a side in either government or media. We just don't. For people who don't know me, I'm a lawyer. I've practiced for 30 years, and I've been America's most trusted lawyer for a long time. I go back and forth, apparently. It's Michelle Obama and me, and Michelle Obama and me, just sort of one and two for a while now. All right, let's get the show started. I still cannot get my mind around, and I have endless conversations with my friends where we talk about the same thing because it's just so amazing what's going on. It's months and months and months of absolutely nothing happening, and yet we stay in these restrictions, and nobody says the emperor has no clothes. Nobody in media stands up. Nobody in government stands up. I did an entire mock cross-examination of Tony Fauci just when I was kind of pissed off one day, and I did a show about it. And I think it's very helpful for people to listen to it. I also did a show about the recent case in Pennsylvania where somebody finally got to swear some people in and cross-examine them on this ridiculous corona crap. And exactly as I suspected, there is absolutely no evidence to back up any of these restrictions. Just made up crap. And what I don't understand, what I can't wrap my mind around, is how this continues to go on. How people continue to take it seriously. How totally and completely locked down the entire world and media structure is. That you do not have people coming out. Anybody who comes out and questions it, that dude in Africa, he questioned it, next thing you know, bam, heart attack. The guy in Belarus, he says, just have some vodka, don't worry about it, you're going to be fine, go outside. Next thing you know, Soros-led color revolution in his country. It's unbelievable. And the people on media, they're such a terrible, terrible set of people. None of them has the courage to stand up and say anything. Are they not already fucking multimillionaires? Okay, so you lose your job. Well, fuck you. Lose it. My God, you're a multimillionaire. How do you sleep at night? Just continuing on with the nonsense and the bullshit. They never, ever, ever question the narratives of anything. I did my last couple shows were about how nobody questions the narrative. Nobody. There's no public official. There's nobody in media. What is going on? How can the people be okay with this 6 months into it? 6 months. I look at these kinds of things and people tell me about this election. And I look around and I say, well, what Republican I could even vote for, even if I lived anywhere in the United States, is on my side? Oh, well, South Dakota. Well, they had them in the cities and the counties. They had all sorts of restrictions. Okay, they're better. I agree. She's better than some, but she's not on our side. She's not standing up to the narrative. She's not saying it's a fraud. Her attorney general hasn't brought in their health experts, hasn't cross-examined them. She hasn't brought the German doctors in for a press conference. She's not doing any of that. You see, if we had an opportunity to actually swear these people in, this is why I've pushed on it since absolutely day one of this insanity. You have to swear people in order to pen them down. Because they have these bullshit emergency laws. Well, these emergency laws are not designed in any way for a situation like this. They are designed for sudden events, storms, fires, tornadoes. That's what they're designed for. They're not designed to go on for months and months and months and months. You see, if you have a tornado Is there any question that that's an emergency or a danger? No, there's not. Nobody's running around saying, I'm not scared of a fucking tornado hitting my house. Okay, well, if a tornado hits your house, you're screwed. Okay? So you don't have to worry about trying to concern yourself with whether or not there's an emergency. If a tornado has torn through a town and fucking hundreds of homes are blown apart and people are dead and under rubble, well, that's a very serious situation. Whether or not it's a quote emergency or not, who knows? That's the language they use. But it certainly requires that you organize the different solutions to come to fix the thing. Okay, it's not a normal circumstance. You have to do things because that happened. It's the same thing if a hurricane's coming. Sure, it may just peter out, but if it comes in and it swoops in and floods people and blows things over, again, there's no real question about it. If there's a gigantic ass fire tearing towards your town, okay, that's an emergency situation. And that's the difference. See, what these emergency regulations and legislation are designed to do are to deal with events like that. Not this slow motion, made for TV, concocted event. It's not set up to do this. Nobody in the state would be voluntarily giving their officials authority to have unlimited kinds of authorities like we've seen now for months and months and months without any requirement of proof of an emergency. Do you see that? And that's why this is happening, because they're abusing these statutes. This is not an emergency. This is not something that was even contemplated under the emergency statutes that they're using. And under the emergency statutes that they're using, you don't need to have the ability to get to contact the governor, to cross-examine whoever his advisory staff is, to find out why it is they're declaring an emergency in a place where a Cat 4 just wasted a town. You see that? It's not necessary. When a tornado rips through an area, you don't have to wonder, why is he declaring an emergency? Under what possible authority is he declaring an emergency? There is no emergency here just because a tornado destroyed the town. If there's a huge fire burning and it's coming right towards the populated area and it's all over the county, it's out of control, there's really nobody running around saying, this isn't an emergency, everything's fine. That's why all of this doesn't work. It doesn't work because none of this stuff is an actual emergency. And if in fact it is an emergency, then we need to understand how and why, because everybody who looks around, I don't know anybody 6 months into this who's been hospitalized. I know some people who supposedly tested positive. They had a mild flu. Big deal. People have a mild flu all the time. At any time in my life, if I asked people on social media, do you know anybody who's sick, who's been sick? Of course, every single time, I'm going to have people come back and say yes. At all times in my zone of people that I know, there are people who are sick, who have been sick recently. There always are. But that's all this is at this point. There's nothing else going on. And whatever it is that went on up in New York, we can't know because they won't allow an independent investigation. But it hasn't been duplicated anywhere else. I'm simply showing you that if they're going to use these statutes, which are emergency power statutes, and they're going to use them for months and months and months and months on end, then they have to show what the emergency is, because it's not evident to anybody. In my county, basically nobody's sick. In fact, they audited my county, and it turned out about 95% of all the cases they even thought they had weren't actually there. Imagine what would happen if they audited all the counties. And we all saw how the CDC wrote the stuff down, that it's only 6% of the cases even allegedly died exclusively with this ridiculous flu. Think about what it would take in order to legally justify an injunction against a business saying it has to be closed. Then it could be open at 25%. Then it could be open at 50%. Then it could be open at 75%. Then it could be open again. And that you have to wear a mask and all these additional things. You can't have a real menu. All these things. Think of all the steps that would have to go into that. We don't have any of them. We don't have a single governor who has produced a written record with sworn testimony and a binder of evidence supporting what they're doing and what their public health officials are doing and how they've done it, the procedures they went through, what evidence they considered. We don't have any of that. In order to have any of that, the very first thing you would have to do is show, how do you know there even is this virus, since it has not been isolated and it doesn't pass Koch's postulates? What is the basis? It's just a theory at this point. Beyond that, they have to be able to show they have a test to prove that someone has it, because the symptoms at this point that they claim are, quote, corona, are pretty much anything. Almost every single day, the CDC releases a new guidelines about what else could be corona. Your fucking feet are swelling, corona. Your eye itches, corona. Belly hurts, corona. Skin rash, corona. Problem hearing, corona. Heart attack, corona. Headache, corona. Cough, corona. Fever, corona. Well, guess what? All those things can be explained by countless other medical conditions. Not to mention the fact that tons of them can simply be psychosomatic disorders from a bunch of fucking people who are hypochondriacs. They're everywhere. It's not even being controlled for. They're attention seekers. Could be anything. We don't know, but they have to have a test. That'd be the very first thing you'd have to have, would be a test. You'd sit there and under cross-examination, they have to show you a test that actually works. Well, the CDC itself admits the test is not accurate. The man who invented the test says it's not even being used properly. Forget the fact that there's almost no controls on the actual labs doing the test, even if you had a test that had been proved, which we don't. You'd have to have labs and control systems, which we also don't have. So the test is shit. So the very basis for all of these closings is that we have all these supposedly sick people, most of whom are either asymptomatic or have very minor symptoms, and almost nobody's dying, even under their own numbers. So there's no way to even start the analysis of, well, if we have X number of people per 100,000 who are sick in our county, then we go to 25%. Well, okay, you can't get to that very first number. See, under oath, they can't get there. And since they, not one single governor has bothered to do that, not one single mayor or county official has bothered to do that. And the reason they haven't bothered to do it is because they know their public health officials cannot survive that. They cannot survive such an examination. They cannot produce such a written record.
Hi, this is Legal Man. I hope you're enjoying the show. If you like the Quash, you should support the Quash. Go over to my Patreon account, patreon.com/thequash, and become a member. There's exclusive material in there and bonus shows. Also, when you become a member, you help make it possible for the Quash to be on the air and for other people to hear the truth. Let's get back to the show.
They know their public health officials cannot survive that. They cannot survive such an examination. They cannot produce such a written record. That Pennsylvania case I did a whole show on, proves that. It proves exactly what everybody knows. It's just a made-up thing. And this is beyond the fact that these restrictions, social distancing, no one had ever even heard of it. Wearing a mask in public when you're perfectly healthy, there's no history of that. That doesn't make any sense. Closing businesses? Forget the fact that it's unbelievably, egregiously fucking overreach. Where's the evidence it does anything? It's not like every business was closed down. An essential business, why aren't we having all sorts of problems in an essential business? There's so many things about this that are fundamentally not true. They're just fundamentally not true, and they cannot withstand any actual sworn scrutiny. And now you can see that it doesn't matter whether you're in a Democrat state or a Republican state. The Republicans give you a better prison, and people argue about how it's a better prison. Well, it's a better prison, but it's shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. And it's a shittier prison today than it was 10 years ago, or 20, or 30, or 40, because it's death by 1,000 cuts. So you're choosing to assure that your children and grandchildren are completely and totally fucked, period. The people who are not standing up, who are defending Republicans, who are not on our side. Someone who's actually on my side would require, before they do anything, that very first step is they have to have the legal authority. And this is not an emergency. I've just showed you. It's not an emergency. The fact that they're declaring it and keeping it as an emergency to continue to feed at the trough of the federal money just shows you that these people on the Republican side are not on my side. Of course, the Democrats aren't. They want the control. What I'm showing you is that this election coming up, it gives an illusion. And that's not a benefit to people. Okay, you're not helping your kids out by doing that. You're not. You're enabling the death by a thousand cuts instead of ripping back the veil and showing people the fraud that's under there. You defend these people who are not your friends. They're not on your side. There simply is nobody on our side. And the reason that all this stuff is happening is very simple. It's all about money and power and control. And the people just cannot get out of their heads the idea that the constitutional system we have, that they believe in so deeply, since the day they were born, they're told how fantastic this system is. But nobody ever mentions the fact that it doesn't scale. It doesn't scale. The estimates are that there were 1 billion people in the entire world in 1800. 1 billion in the whole world. There were fewer than 4 million people in the entire country when the Constitution was ratified. In the census of 1790, there were nearly 700,000 slaves counted in that fewer than 4 million people. So that means you have really closer to just 3 million people in the country. Only half of them could even begin to vote. That's 1.5 million. Most white men couldn't vote. You maybe had 600,000-800,000 male voters. Maybe, at most, because the population was skewed very young at that time because so many people died in accidents and childbirth and childhood diseases. You're talking about maybe 500,000 people. Maybe 500,000 people who could vote. You're talking about hundreds of millions now. It doesn't work. The system can't scale. You cannot have a country that purports to be about liberty and freedom and limited government and representation and voting and all the stupid shit that people continue to believe in when it scales this large. That's all. And the fact is, I've showed people again and again, the country failed in 1860. But just look at the size of this. Think about a city with 500,000 people, 600,000-800,000 people. That's it. That was the whole country of voters. And people run around and ignore this fundamental fact. And this is why the system doesn't work. This is why you don't have representation. This is why it's gotten so corrupt. This is why it can't be fixed. It has to be broken apart and decentralized because it can never work with hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. It just can't. And people simply will not let go of that idea. And nobody in media talks about this fact. I have never one time ever heard any media or government official. I've never read about the fact that the system doesn't scale. It's something I simply determine by looking at the facts, like a lawyer. I'd look at it like a case. And the fact is, where it doesn't matter. We don't have to argue about the Constitution, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing or could work. It can never work over this many people. We'd need 40,000 representatives up there to have even remotely close to the representation we had in 1790. And the government didn't do anything in 1790. There wasn't even a Department of Justice. There were none of these departments. Energy, and fucking education, HHS. And they didn't even exist. And you still had 40,000 representatives up there in today's numbers. That's a completely different situation than we have. They're not the same. It doesn't scale. It fails at some point. And this pandemic, this fake fucking pandemic with a 99.7% survival rate, even under their faked up numbers. And that's including all the people who fucking die in nursing homes at 90. This is showing people the system doesn't work. That's all. It doesn't work. It's not about blame. It's about being a fucking realist. Stop talking about voting to fix it. That's a fantasy. You're being misled. Just do the numbers. It can never work. You can never have governments over this many people. I just showed you 330 million people, and that was in 2010. God knows what we're at now. You can't, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It can never work. That's all. It can never work. The elections are a sham for 1,000 reasons. We have to change the dialogue. It has to be changed. And since you can look around and see that the powers that be are never going to allow that change to occur, what you are defending and supporting is your own prison. That's it. And you are completely and totally screwing your kids and grandkids, because it's never going to get better. It's going to get much, much, much worse. This pandemic has showed they will overreach. They will lock you down. They will close your business. And there is absolutely no consequence to them. None. Both sides doing it. Both sides doing it. Okay. I don't know what else there is to say about that today, so I'm going to leave it there. Don't forget, if you like The Quash, support The Quash. Go to patreon.com/The Quash and become a member. You get extra bonus material and shows, and you help keep The Quash on the air so that other people can hear the truth. If you like hearing the truth, then subscribe to my podcast, because I do tell you the truth. Go to Apple or Spotify or fucking Podcast Addict or whatever you like, and subscribe and listen and share it with people who want to hear some truth. Because we got to start with the truth. And follow me on Twitter. I'm LegalMan@US Law Review. I enjoy like-minded people. I also link a blog. I haven't written on it in years and years, but the information is timeless. It's a lot down there. So I think that's my show. Everybody have a nice night or day, wherever you are. Take care.